The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's like, he's one of those guys that is good, but then is like, how much does he really help you win? You know?
Right.
Like, there's a lot of guys like that in the NBA.
Is he a winning player?
Right. Exactly. And I think, are we recording? I think you kind of found out. They had to beg him last year to do certain things in the playoffs to help. Like, okay, they're taking advantage of you like this. You can't do this. We have other guys that can do this. If you can just play this role, and he did it like two or three times, and it helped. Like the thing that Kat did last year that was the most impressive was, he was like one of the few guys just with his length and kind of size, he could slow down Jokic a little bit, you know? Like, Jokic abused everybody else, including Rudy Gobert. And Kat just kind of like could stay in front of him a little bit athletically, a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's early, so who knows? But, like, I'm not surprised that he hasn't turned the Knicks into some juggernaut.
93%.
93% of the people that he guards score?
In the restricted area.
That's crazy.
93%.
I guess it's probably a small sample size because no one really plays in the restricted area. It's like a lot of floaters and layups. Yeah, it's not like they're dumping it down and he's guarding somebody in the post or anything like that. But, no, I mean, the Cavs, it's amazing what the Cavs are doing. They're not better than the Celtics.
No.
And then the West is really interesting because obviously the Thunder are amazing, but Chet's out now for like 2.5-3 months.
Yeah.
So that's a huge deal. Yeah.
Didn't matter last night.
No, because Shea Gilders scored 100 points. Yeah. And then Phoenix.
Yeah.
Durant's
out, though.
All they needed was a point guard.
Didn't he have a calf strain? Isn't he out 2 weeks?
Is he out a couple weeks?
Two plus.
Last time I watched him play not too long ago, he played.
Yeah. I think he...
And then Golden State, man, like, it's very cool that maybe they can do one more run,
they're gonna go get somebody.
Yeah, but when you think about it, they're gonna go get a star player. It makes sense because last year, so much of their money and like time, game plan was devoted to a guy that wasn't worth that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Klay Thompson was making a max contract and playing starters minutes and wasn't good. Like, he just wasn't good anymore. And so they got out from underneath that money, gave it to, like, three other guys who can collectively do way more than Klay could do. And Steph's still really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think they're going to be a star player, some kind of star player.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder who.
I just feel like they just...
What do they need? They got shooters. They're good on that.
Need another wing defender, probably.
Yeah.
And
they're top three in defense.
But find somebody
already.
To get Wiggins' ass. Is he playing better?
I don't know. Is he sad still? Probably.
I don't know.
But yeah, Denver's awesome. Jokic is off to the best start of his career. Like, him and Russ are really fun together. I wish it would have been Russ from 5 years ago, but maybe it has to be Russ now in order to work.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
But it's fun, man. Those guys are so smart. It's so fun watching them play together.
Russ don't give a shit. Russ still think he is 5 years ago Russ.
It's true. But, yeah, right.
Yeah, Russ, okay, Russ don't give two shits.
He's so good, though. He's so crafty. And him and Jokic, just their IQ together is like, they just run that little two-man game and nobody can stop it. And they don't really do anything. This like little quick, little brief pick and roll, short passes. It's like Barcelona with Messi and those guys in the midfield.
Jokic, to me, just continues to be like the oddest specimen of dominance because it's just... Everything's in slow motion with him. Like we've seen big guys that can move that you're like, oh, he's quick. He should dominate, and he does. Like, it's just so next level at like a speed that almost doesn't belong. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like the NBA is so full of like quick, fast, uber athletic guys, and it just none of that matters against him.
Yep. He's so smart. He's never out of control.
He also has different varieties of three-point shot, like, mm-hmm. based on how he's being defended. Like, he's got the regular one, but then he's got, like, the weird over-the-head buzzer beat. He's very odd. It's very entertaining.
It's a weird start to the year, though. Like, some of the teams you expected to be good are good, but some of the teams that are at the top of their conferences, like, I don't think anybody thought Golden State was going to be 9-2,
right?
Or certainly, I mean, the Cavs being 12-0, and then also, you know, the Bucks are terrible.
Oh, like, they are bad.
Like, no, that's crazy.
And Giannis is like just threatening,
yeah,
threatening assistant coaches, and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's coming unraveled.
Yeah, it is.
It's coming unraveled there.
It really is.
Yeah. Is one of those guys a run for Golden State?
Dame wouldn't make any sense.
No.
What, Chris Middleton, maybe?
If he ever gets healthy.
Yeah. I mean, he
no, would. I was thinking Dame. I didn't.
I don't think it would make sense with Steph.
Then you can't fire Doc.
Not now. Not after what you did to get him. It doesn't make any sense.
It's like, can't fire Doc.
And then, I mean, obviously you can't trade Giannis.
He's going to fucking leave, man.
Oh, he's going to get out of
like,
here.
Like, he's going to fucking leave, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's like, he seems like he's really like.
Where's he go? Miami?
Probably. I know Pat's going to try to get him.
Yeah.
But I give Pat this. Pat tries to go get everybody, they just don't come.
Miami feels like he could work there. I don't know.
Because Jimmy's not going to be there.
No.
No, Jimmy's not going to be anywhere. Yeah. Jimmy's old.
Yeah, Jimmy's like, old and body's broken down a little bit.
Yeah. Too many Tibbs years.
Yep. They finally caught up.
Plus, he's also like 36. Like, Jimmy Butler's not a young guy.
A lot of miles.
And he plays three times as hard in the playoffs as he does in the regular season, which is fine. Most people do. But he's played a lot of playoff games the last 10 years. And the Hawks also play in the NBA. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Abe thinks that it's fake. Abe thinks that he's just taking the night off to get a couple extra days.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like, it's the play-in, or not the play-in, it's the in-season tournament.
We don't call it that anymore.
What do we call it?
It's the NBA Cup.
Oh, the NBA Cup. It's the NBA Cup. Like, against the defending champ. Well, they're the defending NBA champs. The defending NBA Cup champs are the Lakers.
Lakers, yeah. But, hang the banner.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope not. I hope it's not.
Maybe this is just like wishful thinking on my part.
I hope we're not load managing.
You've got barely anyone else available tonight. You're on the road against Boston. Like, you're going to get fucking annihilated.
Probably.
So just give him the day off. You don't play again until Friday.
Yeah.
Or whatever the 15th is. Is that a Friday? I don't know.
Let him rest.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Score 38 and lose by 35?
Like, yeah. Go fucking play.
Just let him.
Load management. God, it just fucking hate it so much. It's so stupid. Go play. Go play basketball. It's basketball. It's your job. The 82 games. Paid $1 billion to do it.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.